In the Darwinian struggle for survival, why do some species age so much more quickly than others?
Now, that's a great question. On one hand, I know that whales sometimes live as much as a couple hundred years. But on the other hand, dogs don't make it past the age of 15.
So let's talk about aging. This is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.
So human beings are thought to be the longest living land mammals. But there are plenty of aquatic species, such as the whales that you mentioned, Jerry, that live much, much longer than we do. And back on land, I remember back in 2006, there was a news item about a giant tortoise in an Indian zoo that had passed away at the age of 255 years.
Wow.
But at the other end of the spectrum are all manner of creatures whose time on Earth, on average, is not very long at all.
Such as man's best friend, the dog. Some breeds of dogs live less than 10 years, and even the longest-lived breeds don't last, on average, much more than 14 years. I'm thinking that a 20-year-old dog's probably more rare than a 100-year-old person.
Yeah, I think that's right. And so that's where we get the concept of dog years, which you may remember from when you were a kid. So you can make a really rough comparison between the ages of dogs and people by multiplying the dog's age by 7.
So let's do some math here. A 2-year-old dog has 2 times 7, or 14 dog years. That would be a teenager in human terms. A 12-year-old dog is 84 in dog years. That's pretty darn old. But different breeds of dogs have different life expectancies, don't they?
Well, sure. But in general, I think the point is that dogs have much shorter lifespans and that they age much more quickly than we do. And the reasons for this are not completely understood. The science of aging is complex, although our understanding of it is getting better all the time.
But even the term aging, it's not as simple as it might appear on the outset. I mean, does aging mean more than just the process of growing old?
Absolutely. Peter Medawar, who won a Nobel Prize in 1960, defined aging as, quote, the collection of changes that render living creatures progressively more likely to die. So what that means is if you make a graph of human mortality, which is just the number of deaths per 1,000 people versus age, you will see a steady increase in mortality rates beginning at around the age of sexual maturity.
Dang, just about the time life's getting interesting, we start dying off.
Exactly.
So why are humans, or dogs for that matter, progressively more likely to die as they get older? I mean, what kinds of things constitute the collection of changes you mentioned that takes place?
Okay, first of all, the experts tell us that there are intrinsic and extrinsic factors in aging. Our hair, for example, turns gray and then white as we get older, mostly due to intrinsic aging. The pigments that give our hair its black or brown or red color are gradually left out of the hair shaft as they grow. And so by the time a typical Caucasian reaches the age of 50, his or her hair is 50% gray.
And I'm guessing you're talking about the folks who don't use Grecian formula.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, so what about something that ages due to extrinsic factors?
Okay, let's talk about skin. Our skin ages due to a combination of both intrinsic and extrinsic factors. As we get older, our bodies produce less and less of a protein called collagen, and this is an intrinsic aging factor. Collagen is the protein that provides firmness, texture, and resilience to our skin. So as we get older, our bodies produce less of it, and our skin loses its youthful qualities. But the aging of skin is also crucially dependent on extrinsic factors, such as sunlight, but also things like tobacco use and other factors. So the ultraviolet radiation in sunlight damages skin cells in complex ways that range from largely benign and temporary things like suntan to much more serious and permanent things like wrinkling, thinning, and skin cancer.
Okay, so aging has intrinsic and extrinsic causes. I'm guessing that would apply to mortality too.
Right. When a zebra gets eaten by a lion on the plains of the Serengeti, that's extrinsic mortality. But intrinsic mortality is the death rate that a species would exhibit under environmental conditions that are more or less benign.
Such as a zebra not on the Serengeti, but being well cared for in a zoo.
Right. And biologists have long suspected that there is a relationship between intrinsic and extrinsic mortality. And it was generally thought that a high rate of extrinsic mortality was probably tied to a high rate of intrinsic mortality.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, why should a species be genetically programmed to live a long time if it was probably just going to get eaten when it was young?
Right. But more recent research has shown that, the relationship between intrinsic and extrinsic mortality is not quite that simple. In order to survive, a species has to be able to reproduce, to avoid predators, and to survive other extrinsic factors such as weather extremes like droughts and so forth. And how all of that relates to the genetically programmed ability of a species to live for a long time, in other words, to its intrinsic mortality, is a complex question indeed.
So I'm guessing that there are folks out there, experts, who make this their focus of study.
You bet. And the science of biological aging is known as senescence. Some species are what we call negligibly senescent, which means that they do not age the way that almost all other living beings do.
You're trying to tell me that these creatures don't get old? Hey, where do I sign up?
Well, they certainly do get old, but they don't age the way that people or dogs or zebras do. Negligibly senescent creatures, and these include certain species of rockfish and sturgeons and the tortoises that we mentioned earlier. They do not, for example, exhibit reductions in reproductive ability or other biological functions as they get older, and their death rates literally do not increase with age.
So are such creatures biologically immortal? I mean, does that mean that they only die from extrinsic causes?
Well, I got to tell you, such a conclusion is controversial, but nonetheless, there remains a great deal of interest in why such species live so long and exhibit so few signs of aging. A better understanding of all this could someday have profound implications for human medicine.
Oh, yeah, I could see why. It sort of reminds me of something that Stephen Wright, the comedian, said. My plan is to live forever. So far, I'm right on target.
Exactly. So wouldn't that be nice? But for the time being, however, I think each of us has to confront his or her own mortality and make the best of the all too brief time that we are allotted on this earth, which may or may not include sharing a home with a canine companion. And believe it or not, some academic studies show that dog owners actually live longer than the rest of us.
Even if, sadly, their dogs don't. This is Science Matters. I'm Jerry McCoy.
And I'm John Henshaw.